It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. You've heard of crowdfunding and crowdsourcing, but how about crowd composing? Soundwalk 909, a piece the Metropolitan Museum of Art commissioned from Pulitzer Prize-winning composer John Luther Adams, also includes city sounds recorded by listeners to an online music station in New York City. The composition is made up of sounds recorded in the area that you're supposed to listen to on your smartphone. As you walk the 8 blocks between the main museum on Fifth Avenue and its new branch in the old Whitney building on Madison Avenue. The piece lasts 9 minutes and 9 seconds, hence the title, because that's how long it took John Luther Adams to make the trip himself. Adams made two different versions of Soundwalk, one for people walking downtown and one for people going uptown. The composer wrote, "These pieces are not complete until you are present, listening, walking your own route, and creating your own unique mix with the sounds you encounter." Soundwalk was the brainchild of the Metropolitan Museum of Art's GM of Concerts and Lectures, who wanted to link the old building to its new counterpart in a unique way. The Met partnered with Q2, an online contemporary classical music station, which invited listeners to record their own sounds, which Adam used in the piece, and then offered free downloads of the finished product. The Met didn't say how many people had downloaded the work. A new chamber orchestra has launched in Vancouver, featuring women and those who identify as them, that specializes in playing works of female composers. The Allegra Chamber Orchestra debuted last month at a benefit concert. Founder and conductor Jana Saylor, conductor of the Vancouver Youth Symphony Debut Orchestra, said the Allegra is one of the few all-female orchestras in the world. The idea came to her while she was practicing for upcoming auditions. She asked her friends and colleagues in the musical community to let her conduct them for practice. She noted that people came up to her afterwards and said, "We really enjoy working with you. If you ever want to create an orchestra, we'd be happy to be involved." And all of those people who said that were women. So she decided to form an all-female orchestra. "For many years now, I've had it in my heart and my intention that I wanted to do something to enact social change through music," said Saylor, who hopes to set up a mentorship component in the orchestra, since there are certain instrumental groups, such as brass and percussion, where women are vastly underrepresented, she said. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.